could change so much.
As Kavanaugh Theater artist-director Lorraine O'Donnell took the stage opening night, she embraced theater's time-old cliché, the show must go on.
On the 24th, it was our first read with all the actors, everyone who was in Mockingbird. Just happened to work out that way. Tonight is 19 days later.
When she found out they couldn't do To Kill a Mockingbird, she met with the director and stage manager to figure out Plan B, which turned out to be 1984.
The show had been on my radar for a few years and went back and read it and discovered totally by luck that it just happened to have the exact right amount of characters in it for the number of people we had in Mockingbird.
The usual process for planning a production for this size takes well over a year.
This is 2.5 weeks. Everything was truncated from, I knew the 1984, so we were lucky there. Everything else was truncated, and so I still sit here numb.
Attention, comrades. The Ministry of Peace has learned that the Brotherhood is plotting a major attack. Big Brother has raised us to high alert.
One of the first things O'Donnell did was contact video designer Brian Milbrand, who was not part of Mockingbird. 1984 uses video throughout most of the show, and Milbrand says they had to schedule multiple video shoots utilizing green screen.
It's heavily used. And then there's intermission telescreen, there's pre-show telescreen, so it's not even just... So yeah, within those cues, sometimes there's almost 100 cues, which is really a lot for video cues. That's usually what lighting cues are, 100 cues, and I'm usually around like 50 to 60 for an average show.
Luckily for Milbrand, he worked on a production of 1984 almost a decade ago.
I'm still a little, obviously, sleep deprived and...
caffeinated.
Yes, very caffeinated, which is why I'm stumbling on like this.
Everyone else involved had spent months researching To Kill a Mockingbird. The transition for director Kyle LoConte had her learning on the fly.
The most best little thing that they say about 1984 is it is the novel that most Americans lie about having read. Myself included.
LoConte says every moment she wasn't at rehearsal, she was trying to read the book.
We had already talked about scenes and directed, blocked scenes, and then I got to the chapter in the book and I went, oh, that's what's going on. So then I'd have to come in and go, guess what I read last night? Not the position a director ever wants to be in, but thank God I had a cast who was facile.
Who is this? Now, Winston, you know that already. You've always known it.
This is all wrong. This is all wrong. This is all wrong.
We shall meet, Winston.
Playing the lead role of Winston was Chris Avery, who originally was supposed to play Atticus.
Going from Mockingbird to Atticus to playing Winston was quite a leap, but again, there was just no choice about it. We had to do this, and it becomes all about the work, all about the collective effort.
50 to 60 pages of memorized dialogue later, Avery says they're getting organic and beautiful, spontaneous moments.
I think somebody used the imagery of a phoenix, and that's how it feels. Like we're rising up to the occasion, and I think this is really good work. I'm proud of this.
Thank you so much, everyone, for supporting live theater. Thank you especially for supporting the Kavanaugh. Please enjoy 1984. Thank you.
O'Donnell says she's never felt more support in her entire life. That's something that was made evident when she asked the Mockingbird staff if they were on board for 1984.
You didn't sign up for this. If you want to walk out right now, I will not bear any ill will towards you. I will totally understand. We'll call other people tomorrow. We happen. Everybody came up to me and said, we will do whatever you need. Everyone.
For those involved who hope this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience, resiliency currently reigns supreme in the form of 1984 at the Kavanaugh Theater. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.
Big Brother is watching you.